France Musique.
The next stop is 42nd Street.
Come here, Vinny.
Laurent Vallière, 42e rue.
Bonjour à tous, avec Perrine Minguy, Martine Moni, Fabien Fleurat, qui réalise chaque semaine 42e rue avec moi, nous vous souhaitons une très belle année 2019. Et comme chaque année, nous ouvrons cette 42e rue par un grand concert. Aujourd'hui, une célébration que nous avions omise en 2018, tout occupés que nous étions à fêter le centenaire de Leonard Bernstein. Un concert donné à Londres en mai dernier, au Royal Festival Hall, consacrant le travail de parolier et de dramaturge de l'auteur de My Fair Lady, Alan J. Lerner. On fêtait aussi son centenaire en 2018. Il est né en 1918 et la comédie musicale lui doit beaucoup. Le livret du film, Un Américain à Paris, le livret et les paroles de Camelot, de Brigadoon, dont il confie la musique à son compère Frédéric Leu, et il écrit aussi pour d'autres compositeurs comme Leonard Bernstein justement, André Prévin ou Burton Lane. En mai dernier, le BBC Concert Orchestra, dirigé par Larry Blanc, offrait un grand concert qui égrenait sa carrière. C'est celui que je vous propose aujourd'hui pour débuter du bon pied cette année 2019 sur la 42e rue, à commencer par My Fair Lady, interprété par Ben Foster et Rob Ocean.
We'll be right back.
of the gutter, condemned by every syllable she utters. By right, she should be taken out and hung for the cold-blooded murder of the English tongue.
Ah!
Ah! Heavens, what a noise. This is what the British population calls an elementary education. Hear them down in Soho Square, dropping H's everywhere, speaking English any way they like. You, sir, did you go to school?
What do you take me for, a fool?
No one taught him take instead of tyke. Hear a Yorkshire man or worse, hear a Cornish man converse, I'd rather hear a choir singing flat. Chickens cackling in a barn, just like this one.
Gone!
Gone! I ask you, sir, what sort of a word is that? It's ow and gone that keep her in her place. Not her wretched clothes and dirty face. Why can't the English teach their children how to speak? This verbal class distinction by now should be antique. If you spoke as she does, sir, instead of the way you do, why, you might be selling flowers too. An Englishman's way of speaking absolutely classifies him. The moment he talks, he makes some other Englishman despise him. One common language I'm afraid we'll never get. Oh, why can't the English learn to set a good example to people whose English is painful to the ears? The Scots and the Irish leave you close to tears. There even are places where English completely disappears. In America, they haven't used it for years. Why can't the English teach their children how to speak? Norwegians learn Norwegian. The Greeks are taught their Greek. In France, every Frenchman knows his language from A to Z. In France, they never care what they do, actually, as long as they pronounce it properly. Arabians learn Arabian with the speed of summer lightning. The Hebrews learn it backwards, which is absolutely frightening. But use proper English, you're regarded as a freak. Oh, why can't the English? Why can't the English learn to speak?
Powering through.
stop and stare, they don't bother me. For there's nowhere else on earth that I would rather be. Let the time go by. I don't care if I can be here on the street where you live.
Rob Ocean, On the Streets Where You Live, Ben Forster, Why Can't the English, et pour débuter, l'ouverture de My Fair Lady, le plus grand succès sur scène de Alan J. Lerner, parolier, dramaturge, avec son compère, le compositeur Frédéric Leu. Alan J. Lerner, à la même époque que Oscar Hammerstein, est l'un des rares paroliers à écrire ou co-écrire également les livrets de ses comédies musicales. C'est lui qui réussit à retranscrire l'histoire et la langue de George Bernard Shaw pour adapter sa pièce de théâtre, Pygmalion, en pièce de théâtre musicale en 1956. C'est son plus grand succès. Et puis, avec Frédéric Leu, ils écriront 6 comédies musicales pour la scène ou le cinéma, dans lesquelles nous replongerons dans un instant, en particulier leur premier grand succès, Brigadoon, en 1947, et le film Gigi. Alan J. Lerner est un pur New-Yorkais, né le 31 août 1918, une famille plutôt bourgeoise. Son père possède une chaîne de magasins de vêtements. Il rencontre le compositeur Frédéric Leu à l'âge de 24 ans, mais il n'écrit pas que pour lui. Il écrit par exemple en 1965 « On a clear day, you can see forever », à la fois le livret et les paroles des chansons. L'histoire d'une jeune femme qui, pour arrêter de fumer, est aidée par un psychiatre. Sous hypnose, elle décrit ses souvenirs du XVIIIe siècle dans la peau d'une jeune femme qu'elle aurait incarnée. Une relation va alors se développer entre le médecin et cette femme du XVIIIe siècle. Cette pièce de théâtre musicale a été adaptée au cinéma par Vincente Minnelli avec Barbara Streisand et Yves Montand. Voici 3 très beaux airs qui en sont extraits, à commencer par la jeune femme qui devient jalouse de celle dont elle est la réincarnation. Qu'est-ce qu'elle a de plus que moi ? What did I have ? Christine Andreas, le BBC Concert Orchestra dirigé par Larry Blank.
I don't know why they redesign me. He likes the way he used to find me. He likes the girl I left behind me. I mean me, I mean he. What did I have that I don't have? What did he like that I lost track of? What did I do that I don't do the way I did before? What is in there that once was there? What have I got? A great big lack of something in me then. He could see then, beckons to him no more. Great me if I knew her.
What did I use that now I'm shy of? Why is the sequel never the equal? Why is there no encore? Where can I go to repair all the wear and the tear till I'm once again previous me? What did he like that I'm not like? Where is that charm that I've run dry of? What would I give if my old know-how still knew how? What did I have I don't have? What did he like I'm not like? What did I have I don't have?
My voice, where you are, take a train, steal a car, hop a freight, grab a star, come back to me. Catch a plane, catch a breeze, on your hands, on your knees, swim or fly, only please, come back to me. On a mule, in a jet, with your hair in a net or a towel wringing wet, I don't care. This is where you should be. From the hills, from the shore, ride the wind to my door. Turn the highway to dust. Break the law if you must. Leave the world only just.
And cues. For who would ever dream of hearing phones before they ring, or ordering the earth to send you up a little spring, or finding you've been crowned the queen of lost and found? And who would not be stunned to see you prove there's more to us than surgeons can remove? So much more than we ever knew, so much more we were born to do. Should you draw back the curtains, this I am certain, you'll be impressed with you.
Trois extraits de cette comédie musicale signée pour les paroles et le livret Alan J. Lerner, On a Clear Day You Can See Forever. C'était la chanson titre par Rachel Tucker, Come Back to Me, Matt Ford, et What Did I Have par Christine Andreas.
42e rue, Laurent Vallière, France Musique.
42e rue célèbre la nouvelle année avec un concert du BBC Concert Orchestra autour du centenaire du parolier et librettiste Alan J. Lerner, connu pour My Fair Lady, composé par Frédéric Leu, mais qui a travaillé avec d'autres compositeurs comme Leonard Bernstein, qui écrit avec Alan J. Lerner en 1976 sa dernière comédie musicale, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. C'est l'adresse de la Maison Blanche avec un air qui a particulièrement marqué le spectacle Take Care of This House, que nous entendrons dans un instant. Alan J. Lerner a aussi collaboré en 1969 avec André Prévin pour une comédie musicale qui racontait la vie de Coco Chanel, et puis au cinéma avec Burton Lane à nouveau pour le film Mariage Royal, l'histoire d'un duo d'artistes vedettes américains célibataires qui, en partant à Londres, vivent quelques romances. Voici un des numéros comiques qui était interprété dans le film par Fred Astaire et Jane Powell et qui est ici repris par Rachel Tucker et David Bedella.
Said I love you when you know I've been a liar all my life.
Yeah, you've had that reputation since you was a youth.
You must have been insane to think I'd tell you the truth.
Well, how could I believe you when you said we'd marry?
Why, you know I'd rather hang than have a wife. I know I said I'd make you mine.
Now wouldn't you know that I would go for that old line?
you believe me when I said I love you when you know I've been a liar?
You sure have been a liar.
A double-crossing liar.
A double-crossing liar.
Oh, my good-for-nothing life.
You said you would love me long.
Don't start that.
And never would do me wrong. And faithful you'd always be.
Oh, baby, you must be loony to trust a lower than low.
You said I'd have everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A beautiful diamond ring.
What am I, rich?
A bungalow by the sea.
You're really naive to ever believe a full of baloney pony like me.
How about the time you went to Indiana?
I was lying, I was down in Alabama.
Right. What about the evenings you were with your mother?
I was romping with another honey lamb.
You think you swore our love was real?
But baby, leave us not forget that I'm a heel.
How could I believe you when you said you loved me?
When you know I've been a liar.
Oh, you sure have been a liar.
Oh, my good boy.
Thank you. and be the same as I was before. Darling, no, no, I can't anymore. It's too late now.
Trust and depend on.
sign it by hand and keep it so clean the glow can be seen all over the land. Be careful at night. Check all the doors. If someone makes off with a dream, the dream will be.
Caroline Sheen, Take Care of This House, avec le BBC Concert Orchestra, dirigé par Larry Blank. Extrait de la dernière comédie musicale de Leonard Bernstein en 1976, livret et paroles de Alan J. Lerner. Auparavant, le chœur de l'école de théâtre Guildford reprenait quelques airs de la comédie musicale Coco. Et pour débuter, Christine Andreas et Andy Winter au piano Too Late Now, et Rachel Tucker et David Bedella, How Could You Believe Me When I Said I Loved You, extrait du film Royal Wedding. 42e rue vous propose de débuter l'année avec un concert du BBC Concert Orchestra qui célèbre le parolier et librettiste Alan J. Lerner, surtout connu pour My Fair Lady et sa collaboration avec le compositeur Frédéric Leu. En 1960, après le succès de My Fair Lady, il propose un nouveau beau rôle à Julie Andrews, dont My Fair Lady avait fait une vedette. Celui de Guenièvre, dans une adaptation des Chevaliers de la Table Ronde, Camelot. Jamie Lambert reprend le rôle de Lancelot du Lac et sa chanson « If Ever I Leave You ».
If ever I would leave you, it wouldn't be in summer. Seeing you in summer, I never would go. Your hair sweet with sunlight, your lips red as flame, your face with a luster that puts gold to shame. But if I'd ever leave you, it couldn't be in autumn. How I'd leave in autumn, I never would know. I've seen how you sparkle when fall nips the air. I know you in autumn, and I must be. Could I leave you running merrily through the snow? Or on a wintry evening when you catch the fire's glow? If ever I would leave you, how could it be in springtime? Knowing how in spring I'm bewitched by you so.
Thank you.
you running merrily through the snow, or on a wintry evening when you catch the fire's glow. If ever I would leave you, how could it be in springtime, knowing how in spring I'm bewitched by you so.
Heather, the two go walking together out beyond the valley of trees, out where there's a hillside of heather curtsying gently in the breeze. That's what I'd like to do, see the heather but with you. But when the mist is in the
extrait de Brigadoon, le premier grand succès d'Alan J. Lerner à Broadway, The Heather on the Hill. Brigadoon, c'est un succès et une surprise complète pour le duo d'auteurs Alan J. Lerner et Frédéric Leu. Ils avaient commencé à collaborer 5 ans plus tôt. Après un timide premier essai, Life of the Party, salué par la presse, Brigadoon, en 1947, va enchanter par ses ballets, ses mélodies et la faculté de faire revivre le passé. Une comédie musicale inspirée des œuvres de J.M. Barrie, le créateur de Peter Pan, et aussi du roman allemand Germelshausen de Friedrich Gersteck. Un récit situé en Écosse qui raconte l'histoire d'un amour entre un touriste américain et la jeune fille d'un village qui ne prend vie qu'un jour tous les 100 ans. Et son point d'or, c'est ces terres autour du sentiment amoureux, The Heather on the Hill, immortalisé dans l'adaptation au cinéma par Vincente Minnelli, avec un Gene Kelly tendre et élancé. En voici un autre extrait de Brigadoon, Almost Like Being in Love, interprété par Julian Ovenden, qui a incarné au Théâtre du Châtelet, rappelez-vous, George Seurat dans une comédie musicale de Stephen Sondheim, Sunday in the Park with George. Almost Like Being in Love, avec le BBC Concert Orchestra dirigé par Larry Blanc.
Maybe the sun gave me the power, for I could swim Loch Lomond and be home in half an hour. Maybe the air gave me the drive, for I'm all aglow and alive. What a day this has been, what a rare mood I'm in, why it's almost like being. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why it's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell, I would swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love. What a day this has been, what a rend I'm in, why it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race, lies almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. It's almost like being in love.
safe man in all of iron, so he could do his job and never shirk. The Lord above gave man an arm of iron, but with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, someone else would do the blinking work. Made liquor for temptation, to see if man could turn away from sin. The Lord above made liquor for temptation, but with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, when temptation comes, you'll give right in. With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of luck, you'll give right in. Oh, you can walk the straight and narrow, but with a little bit of luck, you'll run amok. The gentle sex was made for man to marry, to share his nest and see his food is cooked. The gentle sex was made for man to marry, but with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, you can have it all and not get hooked. It's a crime for man to go philandering, to fill his poor wife's heart with grief and doubt. Oh, it's a crime for man to go philandering, but with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, you can see the blood out, don't find out. With a little bit, with a little bit, with a little bit of luck, she won't find out. Support his children, which is the right and proper thing to do. A man was made to help support his children, but with a little bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, they'll come up and start supporting you. With a little bit, with a little bit,
With a little bit of luck, extrait de My Fair Lady, parole livrée à Angel Lerner, musique Frédéric Leu, pour refermer ce concert conçu par le chef d'orchestre Larry Blanc, donné le 23 mai dernier au Royal Festival Hall de Londres autour de Angel Lerner. Dans l'actualité des comédies musicales, je vous conseille, si vous êtes du côté de Chalon-sur-Saône, un festival autour de la comédie musicale. C'est à partir de jeudi. On se retrouve dimanche prochain en direct du Carreau du Temple avec la troupe et l'orchestre au complet de Chicago. Vous pouvez vous abonner au podcast de 42e rue, nous suivre sur les réseaux sociaux. Perrine Mingui, Martine Moni, Claude Nior, Laurent Vallière, on vous souhaite une très belle année et pour débuter, un très bel après-midi.
Rideau.
À réécouter sur francemusique.fr.